I am Vernon Joins, and today we'll be taking a look at the security of the believers, as is taught in the Scripture. False teachers have contended that believers cannot so sin as to be lost. Now, to offset this error, we point out that God has warned of falling, and some did fall away. But this has caused saints to ask, how can I know that I'm saved? And what assurance do I have that I won't be eternally lost in final judgment? Such apprehensions and misgivings spring from a lack of faith in God's provisions. There's no reason to question the Lord's ability to save and to keep His own. God has assured the safety and security of the believer. Jesus promised this security. Saints must believe and trust in the promises of Jesus Christ. And He said, I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, He is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. John 10, verses 28 and 29. There is safety and refuge in the hand of the Lord, and the believer has that security there. Sure, I know that He also stated, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. John 15 and verse 6. So it is possible for one to depart from Christ and be lost. But it is not necessary. Provisions for security have been made, and he has only to hold on to what the Lord has provided. There is none that can pluck them out of the Lord's hand, but this one still has free moral agency and can voluntarily leave on his own. He can reject Christ and turn from God's security, but no man can take them away from him. None can pluck them out of the Father's hand, and we need to believe that. Jesus promised eternal life. Now, this is still a promise to those of us who obey the Lord today and who have faith in Him. We don't have it yet. If we did, we'd never die. But Jesus promised eternal life, but that life is specifically located. He tells us exactly where it is. And this is the record, that God has given unto us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5, verses 11 and 12. Eternal life is in the Son, or Christ. And one who is in Christ has access to eternal life, for that's where it is. But suppose such a one leaves Him. Does he still have eternal life? Of course not. For since he no longer abides in Him, he is cast forth, John 15 and verse 6. Does this minimize the security one has in Christ? Not in the least. That security is still there. But we must be in Christ to obtain it. We must abide in Him in order to obtain it. It is not necessary for any to depart from Christ and to be cast out. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. John 6 and verse 37. Oh, such assurance that we have in Christ. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13 verses 4 and 5. We may leave Jesus, but he'll never leave us. This is the security that we have in him. Now, the apostles' doctrine, our teaching on security, is found in the Scripture. And we would take a look at that because they were inspired of the Holy Spirit to write these things. Peter often showed how God provided for his own and thus concluded, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. What security to rest under the mighty hand of God, knowing that he careth for you. No harm comes to those who trust in God. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. 1 Peter 4:19. With a view toward such security, Peter wrote to the saints, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. But he says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1 and verse 5. Have no misgivings about it as to God's providence of safety and security for his saints. Jude also has expressed this trust. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence with exceeding joy. Jude verse 24. What more assurance do saints need of a loving Father's care and of his providential care for us? Paul trusted in the security of Christ and didn't hesitate to express it. Paul had confidence in serving Christ, for he trusted God. He said, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12. He believed God would protect and shield him from harm, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 18. Notice the assurance that he gave. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Paul knew the Lord would not allow outside influences to destroy him, and yet he said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Now notice this, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 27. Paul knew that others could not separate him from Christ, but he still recognized that he, as a free moral agent, could take himself away from and out of Christ. Now, Paul taught the security of the believers many times, and he was careful to instruct the saints of the Lord's care and protection by saying, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 3. This could lead him to write, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1 and verse 6. Though temptation may befall them, he gave this assurance. He said, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not permit or suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape. And here's the reason, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. God extends such security that we're able to overcome every temptation. We are victorious through faith. But one will say, but I do sin even though I try to live for Christ. Will I be lost eternally? There's a vast difference between striving to be righteous and reveling in sin. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, verses 6 and 7. So if one is walking in the light, the blood of Christ cleanseth, that continues to cleanse, from all sin. God is not stalking about in secret, seeking to find a weak Christian to destroy. God is seeking to aid, to assist in his own way. This is the safety and security that he has promised his saints. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5 and verse 14. And God will hear, and Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. Luke 22 and verse 40. There is security provided if we pray when we're tempted. Yet, a word of warning on this security. With all our study regarding the security of believers, we must emphasize where this safety is found. Paul stated that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, in Romans 8 and verse 39. However, if a man abides not in Christ, he is cast forth and has not that love. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us, the Christian, from all sin, but only in Christ, where we have forgiveness and redemption. Ephesians 1 and verse 7. Salvation is located in Christ, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10. And just as salvation is there, he says that all spiritual blessings are also in Christ, in Ephesians 1 and verse 3.